much about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Gentlemen. Token silent lady. We have to spend all of our wonderful money and help my hair mentor, Mitt Romney, become the 11th legitimate president of the United States. Garrett, what does the campaign need?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I love fat asses. I'm an ass man. I've been talking about all day, but I like ass. I like a nice round behind. How about that? Yeah.
Chaka Zulu!
What type of car are you in?
I'm in a Fisker.
A what?
A Fisker. F-I-S-K-E-R.
What kind of car is that?
I'm a Fisker.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
And now. Our feature presentation.
Yes, it's over. It's over. We're done. No more baseball. No more boring baseball until next year. We can start having fun again.
Morning, everybody.
Nope. that was yesterday.
Oh, it's today too.
Is it every day that there's no baseball?
Well, there's no baseball today.
Hey, I think there's only 113 days till spring training begins, though, so we can start the countdown.
Nope. You can start the countdown to yourself.
You just said that.
On your podcast.
I'm already excited about the next year's baseball season. What, are you kidding me?
Seattle's going to clean up.
Oh, I don't know about that. It seems unlikely, but I miss it already.
Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It's 5:32.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather be in a hurricane or be in an earthquake?
I was thinking about that last night as I was watching the East Coast flood.
Earthquake.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought, well, at least it's done quickly.
This is dry.
Yeah. But, and usually not too cold.
Does this count, though, that with a hurricane you get plenty of advance notice to be able to secure things and make alternate arrangements, perhaps? Earthquake, you get no notice. Does that make a difference?
It also depends on the strength. I mean, the damage that it can do.
I'm talking comparable.
Comparable. I go earthquake.
You still go with earthquake over hurricane, even without the warning.
Because the water damage is so unbelievably expensive.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it ruins everything.
You still lose your house, even with advanced warning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stay where I am.
6 million people without power today. I think they're up to, what are they up to, like 80 dead across the path of the hurricane? Not all of those in the United States, of course, as it made its way. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's quite a storm. And, of course, yesterday you didn't have to go very far, not too many clicks online to find people who were blaming the storm on President Obama.
No, what?
Oh, yeah. And also on the gays. You know, a lot of people pointed out that it's the states that love the gays that are getting the hurricane, and that's God's will.
Well, those people are dumb, but who's blaming the storm on God? Same dumb people?
Yeah, a lot of people feel like that's how God gets the message across, is, you know, bring in a hurricane if he disapproves of your politics, I guess. Here's a story out of Newburgh, New York, about a guy who is very religious. In fact, he is a 45-year-old pizza worker who for months stopped outside the Church of St. Patrick in Newburgh and prayed because his poor dear sweet wife had ovarian cancer. So he really thought the power of prayer was going to help her out, and it did. Her ovarian cancer was cured.
Wow.
And she was fine. He attributed the cure to how devoted he was to the crucifix. So as a member of the church, he asked if he could be in charge of caring for and cleaning the crucifix hanging out outside of the church.
Okay.
And no one was doing that job. And they said, sure, you can do that. So he's up there cleaning it one day, not long into his tenure, when the statue dislodges from the side of the church, falls on him, crushes his right leg, which then has to become amputated.
Oh.
Where's your Messiah now? Right?
How do you put that straight in your head?
Yeah.
If you really believe that praying to that crucifix is what saved your wife's life, then what do you do with the information that that same crucifix fell on top of you and you're the only person in the history of the world that it's ever fallen on top of? And you lose a leg.
I'd say,
what do you do with that?
I'd say, here's what you do with it. You go, wow, God likes my wife more than me.
Well, it won't surprise you that what he's doing is suing the church that he belongs to.
Because God wants him to have money.
I guess. Here's a guy who's conflicted about what God is in charge of and what he's not, I guess. Accepted over here, discredited over here. The attorney who would not allow his client to speak said that the 600-pound statue was supported by a single screw in the base that had no anchoring system.
Wow.
So some of the parishioners have gotten together and collected food and some money for him, but obviously he's suing to try to get a whole bunch more. And jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin next Wednesday. Is that one of the craziest stories, though?
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, awesome.
He's got to look at it like God is going to provide for us for the rest of our lives.
But why? How do you? And I know the, you know, the part of the deal is you're not supposed to try to, you know, get in God's head and figure out why he does what he does. Why, of all the people, the faithful servant who prays to you every day, why him do you drop the crucifix on and make his leg get amputated?
So he could get money.
Oh, you think this is God's plan to make him rich?
It's a workaround, but yeah.
He couldn't just hit the lottery and keep both legs?
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe he doesn't buy tickets. I don't know.
Maybe this is one of those where you just have to go, you know, God works in mysterious ways and don't try to figure it out and just trust him and blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
I'd rather trust him but have the two legs. So.
Did his wife see any doctors?
It doesn't say here.
I'm guessing.
Doesn't say in this article. Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine she was getting treatment also, but you don't give medicine the credit.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should.
In this case, yes.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
Whoa, that's such a hard question.
Not really. Now, we're going to do a scientific survey today.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what it's about because we don't want to, you know, poison the pool of jurors, but we're gonna finally settle one of the questions that we've had for a long time.
We're going to figure some things out.
Once and for all.
All right.
TV shows that you love, but nobody else seems to watch. We're going to take your calls on
Lisa.
That.
Lisa.
Got a few of those.
Lisa's entire list is that way. The rest of us have a show, maybe two, that other people don't watch. We have Deshaun Jackson on the program today.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Philadelphia Eagle, talking about the Nike and Connect training. So we're excited.
What if he has power? He probably can't even play Connect today.
Excited to talk to him? Probably not. We got some highlights of Pennywise. I don't know if you heard them come in yesterday, but Jim and Fletcher came in, and they're back together.
Very interesting.
The original lineup back together. Very excited about that.
It's not going to last.
It may not. It may not.
I think Jim is back together, but he has very little patience for Fletcher and his nonsense.
And there's a Fletcher's a lot of nonsense.
Yes. Yeah. I think he's on a pretty short leash, to tell you the truth.
John Kappas wrote a book. He's a drug kingpin. It's called Tall Money. And he's talking about selling cocaine in Chicago. And I guess he was the youngest person ever to be charged with, you know, being a drug kingpin. So we're going to talk to him. And we've got your tickets with our breakfast with Mumford & Sons. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, so that's coming up as well. We will take a break, and we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat Neck.
Two different chances for you to win your way into the Kevin and Bean Breakfast with Mumford & Sons on today's show. Plus, you score sold-out tickets to go see them at the Hollywood Bowl. We got that. Kevin, Ralph, you guys are going to be part of that San Manuel Indian Bingo Casino Poker Play. We got tickets for that today. Ralph's got Skyfall tickets to see it before it opens. This is crazy. Denying your love.
It's like Christmas.
We stock them deep and sell them cheap. That's what
yes, we
do.
That's what we're all about. 5:53, it's Tuesday. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
This may be the greatest Halloween story / celebrity story of the week.
All right.
Looking forward to talking about this one. I don't know if you saw earlier this week that Emma Roberts, the niece of Julia Roberts, went to a costume party dressed up as her hooker character from Pretty Woman.
No, I didn't see that.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Sure.
You're related to the girl who played the thing, and the costume looked great. She looked a lot like her in it. I thought that was a very clever costume for Emma Roberts to put together. Ha! I spit on that costume.
Wow.
This is the celebrity costume of the week by far. And there's two of them. Sum 41's Derek Whibley and his girlfriend Ari Cooper celebrated the holiday this week by dressing up as his ex-wife, Avril Lavigne, and her fiancé, Chad Kroeger.
Wow.
That is a smackdown.
Yeah.
Apparently, Derek dressed as Avril Lavigne, and his girlfriend, Ari Cooper, dressed as Kroeger.
In the history of the world, has anyone ever gone to a Halloween party dressed as his ex-wife?
I don't believe so. It was pretty spectacular. Good enough to get under the skin of Avril and her fiancé. because Kroger then tweeted regarding the costume. Hey, Derek, love the costumes. We were going to dress up as you guys this year, but all the parties had celebrity themes.
Oh, you know
he did it. Then, no, that's it. So far, that's the battle as far as we know it, but I'm saying it's on. Aren't you really saying to your ex-wife, I still think about you,
yes,
and obsessed with you all the time, so I have to get under your skin by dressing like you?
I'm pathetic. I haven't let you go yet.
And doesn't the girlfriend say, what are you doing? You're dressing up like your ex-wife?
Yeah, totally.
And I have to dress up like her fiance?
Yeah, that's...
What are you doing?
That's weird.
However, in Derek Whibley's defense, his new girlfriend looks pretty hot.
Yeah.
He's got Derek going for him.
That was an upgrade, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's on. It's for real. It's happening. Not just the horrible hurricane striking the East Coast right now, but it's going to get worse. This is the end times.
Is it?
Stock up. Get survival kitty. Shoot it in the head. get your canned goods. Get everything stocked up because it's going down. You know, Kevin, you and I love Revolution over there on NBC.
Great.
The basic premise, for those who don't know, is about a world without electricity. The laws of physics change. All the lights go out. And America becomes a ruined cityscape ruled by warlords, basically. Well, it just became fact. Science fiction became fact. The people at Boeing announced this week something they call CHAMP, which is Counterintelligence High-Powered Advanced Microwave Missile Project. It is a non-lethal missile that uses intense microwave pulses to turn out all lights and anything else that uses electricity instantly.
Wow.
Boom. Over.
Not over, but...
Over! No more electricity.
We'll have to join a militia.
That's right.
That's a pretty effective weapon, I would imagine, if you could target that to your enemy's power supply.
Man in charge of CHAMP said in a video this week, "We have made science fiction science fact. All electricity turned off. Nothing that uses power is usable after the missile strikes. This will work excellently to our terrorist enemies who live in caves and read by candlelight." Wait a minute. I just think it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
The editors of Cosmopolitan magazine may have inadvertently, once again, showcased why the printed magazine is dead. A thing of the past.
Why? What happened?
They just sent their December issues to presses.
Mm-hmm.
And on the cover is none other than Tadeusz Switler. With the headline, "Crazy for a Kennedy."
Oh.
Talking about her relationship with her boyfriend, Connor Kennedy, who, of course, she called it quits with a couple of weeks ago. So now they're stuck with a ton of magazines that talk about her, how in love she is with Connor Kennedy on the cover of their magazine.
There may be a little bit too much lead time for some of the print publications.
That's what I'm saying. Print magazines, they just can't keep up anymore.
Yeah.
No.
You pick up a Sports Illustrated now, and you're like, This reads like ancient history. I can't even enjoy this magazine.
It's over a week ago.
They're talking about stuff that happened a week ago.
Like, who cares about last Sunday?
That's right. Tom Cruise had a little trouble this week. There was a neighbor of his who, according to law enforcement sources, happened to be highly intoxicated, was caught climbing the fence of his home at 9:30 last Sunday night. Tom's top-notch security team was on the case and used a stun gun on the guy before he was popped for trespassing. You don't want to try to break into Tom Cruise's home.
No, of all people.
Of all people. He's got a religion behind him.
Yeah.
You will disappear.
Yes.
You'll be strapped to a volcano, and they will drop an H-bomb on you.
Or whatever they do.
Whatever they do. And while we're talking about that particular religion, New York Post has an interesting story, and I don't know whether this is coincidence, or whether, as they suggest, perhaps there's some targeting involved. But Katie Holmes gets on the subway, the exact same station every day. She catches the E train.
Right.
New York Post is reporting three posters promoting Scientology have suddenly popped up at that station. Advertising boards have been purchased, and it's being used by Scientology. They're putting posters up to promote the religion. Exactly the same train station where she gets on the train every day. Is that coincidence? Or are they trying to lure her back and say, "Hey, remember us?
We're over here. I don't know. I doubt it's coincidence, but I don't think it would work. She sort of gave it a try, it seems like.
Yeah.
Said no thanks.
Yeah, she's not going to divorce Tom Cruise over the religion and then walk by on the subway station, see a poster, and go, wait a minute.
That
I
looks
do want to be in.
Now that I think about it, that religion looks pretty good.
I know that it's about you go into a desert and there's a ship somewhere, and then you sign a huge check, and if you don't, they'll kill you.
They say they can get me clear. Who knew? My skin's been a little spotty these days. That might work. And finally, we have a charity auction Bean will bid on, and he will attend if he wins this one.
Wow. Oh, tell me.
There's a charity auction going on at charitybuzz.com. All the proceeds will go to Communities and Schools, an organization that encourages kids to finish their education. The prize, if you're the high bidder, will be an hour of uninterrupted quality time with Zac Efron.
That's the prize?
That's the prize. You get to
That old man?
Sit down with Zac Efron and just spend your hour, just whatever you want to do with Zach. You got him.
Let's talk about you some more.
Ooh, it's warm in here. Why doesn't that shirt come off? I brought some nipple rouge. Can I put it on you?
Top bid so far is $5,000. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Rules state that polite manners and respect are a must when you're meeting with
how
Zach.
How dare you.
So
how dare you.
There'd be no point for Creepy Bean to bid on that. If he had a chance to meet with Zac Efron, he would absolutely go versus Scarlett Johansson, who he stood up.
Who he did have a chance and paid $7,000 to meet.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, Zach seems like a nice guy and all that, but I don't think I'd pay the big bucks for Zach.
Wow, you are fickle. There was a day, my friend,
where
the mere mention of the Zac Efron name would send you into a foamy tither.
Yeah. I think my love's going to Tadoff now. I think if we're talking Tadoff, that's a whole different story. I think I switch sides again. Ugh. What? I love Tadoff.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Matthew Morrison from Glee. Hey, a graduate, by the way, of the Orange County High School of the Arts right here in Southern California. 34 years old today. He, of course, the teacher on Glee. Ivanka Trump of The Apprentice is 31 years old.
Wait, hold on. She's the daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not the mom. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Nia Long, talented actress, is 42 years old. Ben Bailey, our buddy from Cash Cab, he's the host of that show, turns 42. Gavin Rossdale celebrates his 45th birthday today. Kevin Pollak, hilariously funny comedian and a brilliant impersonator, is 55 years old today. Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law, he's also the husband of Lisa Rinna. 61 years old. And actor Henry Winkler, the Fonz, turned 67 years old today. The Fonz is 67.
He's the best.
And Arrested Development and Children's Hospital, the guy at 67 is still on the best stuff going.
Yeah, but he's still the Fonz.
He's still the Fonz.
Sure,
still
of course. Yeah.
Just now, instead of a jukebox, he takes his fist and he slams it against his oxygen tank. Gets it going again. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Sail. Yeah. Hey, World Nation, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:42.
Every day this week and possibly next week in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll hook you up with tickets for our exclusive breakfast with Mumford & Sons, and you get tickets to go see them at the Hollywood Bowl. That'll be between 7 and 8 o'clock, your first chance to win today. Plus, we're going to talk to Southern California's own DeSean Jackson, who now plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ralph is going to be foaming at the mouth to get in on that call, isn't he?
So, yeah, speaking of Ralph... he did a story in the showbiz yesterday, I think, or maybe Friday. I don't remember. Arnold Schwarzenegger is no longer the governor, of course. Mm-hmm. And so now he's back in the movies. And he started out with the – what was the movie that he was just in?
The Expendables.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now he's going to go back to Conan the Barbarian. Now, Conan the Barbarian starring Arnold Schwarzenegger was 1982.
I've seen Arnold in a bathing suit recently.
And that's
Conan,
good. Or,
Conan's mostly naked, right?
Good or bad?
It's not Conan-y.
Then there was the follow-up, 1984's Conan the Destroyer. Mm-hmm. And since 1984, he has not been involved. Now, he's talking about being in a new Conan movie.
I'm with Lisa. I think at some point when you're, a great-grandfather, maybe don't make movies in your underwear. I think that's a young man's game. Look, I know that that last Conan movie that came out with Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones, I know that wasn't a huge hit. But at least he's the kind of guy who's right to play Conan in the 21st
century. What
are you
talking about? Conan, Arnold is only 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A firm 65.
his body looks like he's 165. Well, we wanted to find out how he's going to pull this off 30 years after the original Conan movie, and the former governor of the great state of California, Mr. Schwarzenegger, joins us on K-Rock right now.
9.
Hi, Arnold.
10. Hello.
It's funny. Usually you're on about 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as easy as you.
Okay. Well, you know,
and I'm just putting a baby in my maid right now.
Oh,
I'm not even working out yet.
Oh, well, in that case,
just the warm up.
That's actually kind of impressive, though.
That's
I guess. So, Arnold, look, there's an appetite for people to see you in the movies. People still like you. People go to see your films. But you got to pick and choose. You can't do the same roles you did back when you were 20.
No, of course I can't. But this is a continuation of the Conan legend. So we go from, you know, Conan the Barbarian, then Conan the Destroyer, and now we go to Conan the Septuagenarian.
I mean, do you feel like you're up for it? I know that you still work out, but you just there's no way you can do the things that you did back in the 80s on film.
Well, look, this Conan a bit older. He'll be through all the wars he went through, being nice king. He's king of the kingdom.
Sure.
And he is older, wiser, and he has one less battle in him before he knows he'll go to Valhalla.
Now, Lisa is afraid that this is a movie role that requires you to be in your underwear.
Yeah, sure, I'll be in the loincloth, you know, swinging the broadsword and the battle axe and all those things.
Right.
And, I'm working out every day, getting back into perfect Conan shape.
With the maid?
So we're starting warming up with the maid and then to the weights.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, when you look at Conan and then you look at me, together, you'll think we are twins.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Come on.
I don't know why you still find that so funny.
Yeah. And for all my fans out there, like you said, who have an appetite to see me in these kind of films.
Right.
Stay hungry, I say to them, because soon their appetite will be, yeah.
I feel like even you're losing the enthusiasm for this bit.
No, I can't believe, I'm returning to Conan. It's awesome. And, I just hope when it comes to time to negotiate the contract, I don't get a raw deal. Yeah. And then, when I'm working out for the movie, I need a lot of weights, but I also have to do cardio. So I guess I'll be the running man.
Okay, that's enough.
It's not too hot. It's been so hot lately.
Right.
Yeah.
Red heat will be beating down on me. Yeah.
You haven't lost a step.
This will make me a lot of money, this movie.
Right.
I'll hear the coins in my pocket. I'll jingle all the way.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Governor.
I think I'll be the last action hero.
Okay, good.
Good
talking to you.
I'll be doing movies like this till end of day.
Thank you, Governor. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I don't want the long goodbye. So I think it's time for us to say Batman and Robin.
What?
That didn't work so well.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Sale.
This is Kevin Abicio at 5 minutes till 7.
Oh. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Whatever with the beat. Whatever with it. Because I've got tickets, bitches! I'm telling you something. I've seen this movie. You're going to love it. You're going to want to go again and again and again. But you don't want to see it before everybody else. You can go, pfft. Oh, the new James Bond movie, Skyfall? I've seen it!
Yay!
So that's what I've been doing, everybody.
Are we giving them time to gloat this time? Or is it the night before?
It's a couple days before.
Couple days. All
November
right.
the 7th at the Sony Studios lot. You get to go to the actual studio itself. See Skyfall in their very impressive screening room there. It's the K-Rock advanced screening of the new James Bond movie, Skyfall, starring Daniel Craig. Skyfall's in theaters everywhere Friday, November the 9th, but you'll see it before anybody else if you're one of the first five people who know my trivia question. Doing Bond trivia all week long to give away these tickets. I got a chance to see this movie, and I'm telling you, it is it's one of my top three Bond movies of all time. It's outstanding, and Daniel Craig is brilliant in it. Judi Dench, of course, returns as M. But the performance that everybody's talking about, and rightly so, is Javier Bardem as the villain Raul Silva in this film, Skyfall. Remarkable performance, really well-written Bond villain. It's one of those classic Bond villains that people will remember forever. And he is brilliant in this role. Why not? He's an Academy Award winner.
Sure.
He won for Best Supporting Actor, of course, for his role as another psychopathic assassin in No Country for Old Men. However, you'll be interested to know that Javier Bardem, not the first Oscar-winning actor to appear in a James Bond film.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling is not the correct answer. I need to know the name of the first Academy Award-winning actor to star in a Bond film, and what film did he star in? Now, we're not counting Sean Connery because he won his Oscar well after he was done with the Bonds. But this person had an Oscar and then took a role in a James Bond movie, the first one to do so. Call right now if you know the answer. 1-800-520-1067. First person to get through, the first five people to get through with the correct answer, we'll get a pair of passes to see Skyfall at the Sony Studios lot.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, not the correct answer. While we're talking about movies, today is Tuesday. That means new releases on DVD. Here's what you can pick up if you missed it in the theaters. Magic Mike. Oh, Bean is so excited.
It was good.
I think that's more of a Lisa film.
I enjoyed it. I think it's both.
I bet you do think that. Channing Tatum, of course, Alex Pettyfer, Matthew McConaughey stripping down for the ladies, shaking what mama gave them.
Yeah! That's hot!
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
That's one for Kevin.
I like that one. But this list looks awfully familiar. Didn't we do this in this last week's list?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World with Steve Carell.
Sure, we did this last week, right?
Right. It's out again.
Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection. We did this last week, right?
Still out.
These movies are still out if you're just wondering.
Yeah. Dave's like, oh, I had to update your list of birthdays to put the new releases on. And he put on last week's new releases. So, what's
not my fault.
Dave does good work.
I've got the campaign coming out today, Ralph.
Yeah, that's listed here under CDs.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at campaign. As I peruse the list here, I see CDs. It says the campaign.
That's not my fault.
That's a good album.
Wow. Also, Safety Not Guaranteed, that movie that we enjoyed talking so much about with Aubrey Plaza and Mark Duplass. Remember, right. Jake Johnson was in that? That's out on DVD as well.
That's a great movie. I enjoyed that. Yeah, check that out. And A Christmas Story 2, the direct-to-DVD sequel to Christmas Story. This is the official sequel.
Boy, does this look crappy.
Looks like a piece of S.
It does.
Unlike anything you've ever seen before. Just the trailer made me want to put my fist through Dave's monitor. Much like him giving me all the wrong releases does right now.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to showbiz news. Leonardo DiCaprio is ticked off at Gerard Butler.
How come?
They used to be buddies. But now Gerard is dating Madalena Reina, who is an ex of Leonardo DiCaprio's from late last year.
Wait, she's an ex? So what?
Dude, bros before hoes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but if she's current, he said no thanks.
But he still feels betrayed because he considered Gerard a buddy, and now Gerard's picking over the girls that he was with and maybe he still has some feelings for. Listen, it's time for us to do this phone-in topic again. I want to talk to guys whose friendships blew up because a woman came between them because you were dating an ex of one of your buddies or something. But a lot of guys are picky that way. It's a sore spot. I had something with this girl. It's, you know, it may be over, but still, go find a different woman. Don't go to girls that I've been with.
Yeah, there's plenty of girls out there for you to not date your friend's exes.
Now Gerard Butler and Leonardo DiCaprio apparently on the outs because of this woman. Although, in Gerard's defense, it is hard to find a hot woman in L.A. that Leonardo DiCaprio hasn't been with.
Good point.
It does narrow down the pool considerably if you're trying to avoid women he's been with. So, especially models. It's hard to find them.
True.
Yeah. Chroma Beauty is the name of a cosmetics line. They are suing Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney Kardashian over their new beauty line, Chroma Beauty, spelled with a K.
Really?
Yeah, you see, Chroma spells theirs with a C. They've been around for about 12 years. Chroma with a K, because everything has to start with a K with the Kardashians, is brand new. And those people are saying, your Chroma will confuse my customers, and you will also cheapen my brand. And they do cheapen everything they come in contact with. So he's suing them. I hope he gets the death penalty. I hope they give them the death penalty.
I don't think that's an option for this
particular case. You can't sue for that in civil court?
I don't think so,
I want you dead.
No.
If I win, you die.
I don't think so.
There'd be a lot less civil lawsuits clogging our court systems, I think, if death was an option. If you lost your case, you'd die.
Whichever side loses, one of you is going to die.
Somebody's going to die. That's all we ask, that somebody dies. Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
I think John on line 8 was the first person through with the right answer. John?
Yes, sir.
Javier Bardem, Oscar winner, plays the new villain in Skyfall. Who was the first Oscar-winning actor to play in a James Bond movie?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken in?
Yay!
In what movie?
A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill.
A View to the Kill.
Plays Max Zorn in that film, the bad guy in that movie. Congratulations. Hold on, we're going to give you all the details, John, but you're going to see Skyfall before everybody else.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Congratulations to you and to Bethany and Raymond and Steve and David. They all knew the right answer as well. Let's hope I got the right birthdays today.
Probably not.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Ivanka Trump, daughter of Donald. She must be embarrassed, right?
Of course. Yes.
I would think so.
I mean, most people are embarrassed by their parents. Can you imagine having a tremendous doofus like him as a dad?
Oh,
what a blowhard. 31 years old today. Matthew Marsden of Glee is 34. Nia Long from Third Watch and other feature films, 42. Ben Bailey, host of Cash Cab, is also 42. Gavin Rossdale, our buddy from Bush, is 45. Kevin Pollak turns 55. Harry Hamlin is 61. And Henry Winkler, wildly successful producer, director, actor. He is 67. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
What are you saying?
Nope.
Yeah, we know,
Eagles.
Oh. We know how excited you are. We know this is the only thing you care about, and you're probably going to go home after we talk to your personal Lord and Savior, DeSean Jackson, number 10 for the Philadelphia Eagles, on the phone with us right now. Hi, Mr. Jackson.
What's going on?
D-Jack, how you feeling? First things first, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. Just trying to stay warm out this weather.
You scared us a little bit the last game. We saw you go down with that ankle. You feeling okay?
Oh, yeah. My ankle just twisted up a little bit, but I'm definitely, I'll be all right.
That voice you hear is Ralph, who works here on the show, is a native born and bred Philadelphian. So he bores us with talk about the Eagles about 7 days a week. So this is a big thrill to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I saw you tweeting down there from Atlantic City, too. Scary stuff. Are you staying safe?
Yeah, man. I have saw some pictures on my Instagram. I just, repost them. But it's definitely looking crazy out there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned that you miss the Cali weather. What part of Southern California are you from, DeSean?
South Central area. Crenshaw.
Okay.
So, I stay in the Beverly Hills area now.
Yeah, well, smart, sure. Man. Yeah, a little bit of an upgrade. Sure, I understand. So when the season ends and it's January, you're happy to head back to California.
Exactly, man. Can't wait.
Tell us about the Nike Connect training.
Well, actually, Nike and Connect Training is is actually a good workout. You can plug it up right here at your house on the Xbox. And I always do it on my off days. I've got real familiar with it. It actually came out today, and you can get it from any Nike Select store. But, you can challenge yourself, and it definitely works with, some agility jitters, and it's almost like I'm right there on the field, but you can do it right here in your house. So, just kind of challenge yourself as well as you can challenge friends, whoever it is, if they're not here with you, they're somewhere else. They can, compare their stats and their scores to you, and you can figure out who's doing the better.
Wow. This is pretty impressive when you think about it, guys. Here's a guy who has the best facility in the world available for him to train at, yet he can do just as much at home with the Nike Connect. That's pretty sweet.
I know, yeah. And the good thing about it as well, too, is, you put it on right here in your house. And like I say, my brother, he's downstairs, and we have two Xboxes going, and he's downstairs trying to challenge me upstairs, but he can never win, so I always practice.
Of course not. That Connect to Neck technology is wild, how you can affect what happens on the screen while you are actually the human joystick. It's crazy.
Exactly, yeah, and the Connect eye has a good eye to tell you, what you need to work on as far as, your skills or what you're lacking at, so it can get you working on things that you really need to, improve.
I was reading about this. It says the exercise doesn't start until you're in the correct position. Hand out of place, it'll wait until you move it.
Wow.
Do I need a video game drill sergeant yelling at me how fat I am and to move my left hand?
No, you can have a trainer, though. It ain't going to yell at you, but it can be a trainer, a personal trainer, make sure you're doing everything the right way. But if you're not doing it right, it definitely will tell you.
Yeah. This is the voice of DeSean Jackson from the Philadelphia Eagles. We're talking about the Nike Connect training, which is available for Xbox 360, and that is available today. And, of course, you got an advance on that. Hey, what's going on? I saw you on the NFL Network yesterday, or saw the transcript of your interview on the NFL Network yesterday, where you were talking about how Michael Vick, your quarterback, is not playing like himself. He's not looking or feeling comfortable. What's happening, do you think, DeSean?
Well, I think just the amount of, pressure, defenses are showing them different looks and things like that. As far as him being an elite quarterback in this league, I think he's still capable of doing that. This year's just, been a little different, been tough for us as a team. Individually, it's not no one-man thing, it's a team. And everybody just has to be accountable and step up and help out, Michael Vick, and kind of take some pressure off his hands. But I think, this team is definitely, better than our record. But, we have to go out there and show that.
Well, as the guys mentioned, Deshaun, I'm a huge Eagles fan for a long time, and I know there's so much talent on the field, both sides of the ball. The fans are frustrated, I think, because we expected more. What's the mood like in the dressing room? Are you guys feeling frustration?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating just because we know the talent level we have, and we know we're capable of doing it. And, you know, this year is like one of them years for us. We feel, you know, this is a good year for us to go out there and, you know, prove a lot of people wrong. And, you know, still to this day, we still feel that way. You know, we just have to get some things turned around. So, you know, it's something we'll have to figure out, and we'll do it. We'll go to work and work hard and continue to, you know, do our jobs.
Deshaun, I got to ask you, a lot of NFL players who, like yourself, probably could get open every single play have to be frustrated that it's not coming your way all that much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're used to making them big plays. You know, you check the stats and the records of, you know, the big plays we've made. You know, just not happening as much. So, like I say, we just have to figure out a way to get back to it. But it's definitely frustrating. But, you know, professional has to always, you know, figure out a way to get it done. And that's what we'll do.
A lot of fans, Deshaun, seem to have run out of patience with Coach Reed. How are you guys feeling in the locker room? Do you still feel like he's the right man to lead the team?
Yeah, we definitely feel comfortable and confident, you know, in Coach Reed. You know, he's done a great job of challenging us and, you know, just doing a great job being the head coach and just expecting nothing but, you know, greatness out of his team. But, like I said, right now we're not really showing that greatness, so, you know, 3-4 record, you know, second in division. We have to, you know, get together before it gets too late.
Doesn't it seem like he needs the Nike Plus Connect more than anyone, Andy Reid? I mean, let's face it. I mean, shouldn't you be gifting him one right now?
Yeah, man, Coach Reid, he works out. You know, he got some things in his you know, his office. So you go in there, you see him, he's always, you know, kind of working out. But, you know, the Connect would kind of be a good thing. So hopefully he might catch on. He might see what it's like, and he'll try it.
And tell him to trim that mustache, too. It's making us crazy. That walrus mustache is just making me crazy this season.
Yeah.
Would you mind having a conversation about his personal grooming?
And I just say nothing about that.
All right. Well, D-Jack, listen, I hope the O-line gets a little tougher and gives Michael Vick a chance to throw the ball down the field at all, because we miss your big plays. But we know there's just a game waiting for you guys to bust out, and I'm hoping it's Monday night against the Saints.
Okay, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, Deshaun. Thanks so much for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. I'm not sure he enjoyed talking to us, but we enjoyed talking to him.
He's a fat coach, see?
I think he,
Andy Reid's fat.
I think he'd be happier to talk to us if they weren't 3-4 right now.
Yeah, probably so. Tough. And yeah. I can certainly understand.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, phone lines are open right now, 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for contestants, as every day this week in the 7 o'clock hour, we are hooking you up with our exclusive Breakfast with Mumford & Sons, one of the biggest bands in the world right now. Plus, we'll score you some sold-out tickets to see them at the Hollywood Bowl, too. 1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to earn them. We'll play a game with you next here on K-Rock. Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Mumford & Sons and tickets for the show at the Hollywood Bowl with the band. It's a little game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
Oh, come on. God, I hate the rules.
That's a harsh rule.
Who's looking for us today?
Intern Natalie.
Yes.
Hi,
Natalie.
Hi, Dean.
She's back for more.
Here's the way the game is played. Kevin is going to be reading a question. The answer is always going to be a number. You're going to be on the phone, dear caller. Lisa is going to give her guess, and then all you have to do is say whether you agree with that number, that it's right on, or that the actual number is higher or lower. If you are right, well, you go into the drawing to win the Mumford Prize package, and Lisa gets licked. Are we ready to play?
We are. Let's start with Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
You ready for your question, but Lisa's going to answer first, okay?
Okay.
Mumford & Sons are from England. England is separated from France by the English Channel. France is the most visited country in the world. Lisa, the question for you is, how many foreigners visit France in a typical year?
Oh, wow.
I believe you were one of them this year,
weren't
you, Lisa?
I'm going to say 400,000.
400,000 is the actual answer. 400,000, Jessica, or is it higher or lower?
More.
More. 79.5 million.
What? And I thought I was high when I said that.
All right, time for some licking.
Wow.
I think that's 400,000 per flight that comes into Paris on an average day, Lisa.
That's.
All right, where are we licking here, Natalie?
I guess we'll start with a neck.
Neck. Mm. All right, that's a good start.
Starting in the good place. Oh, I almost stabbed her in.
Oh, I enjoyed that. Nice. All right. So Jessica is in the drawing. She might win the Mumford tickets. Let's go to Josh. He's on line two. He's our next contestant for Lick Lisa, the Mumford edition. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
All right, listen up. Kevin's got the question. Lisa answers first.
In 2011, Mumford & Sons were nominated for two Grammys, one for Best New Artist and one for Best Rock Song for Little Lion Man. The Grammys began in 1959. Lisa, to date, how many Grammy Awards have been handed out?
Oh.
How many Grammy Awards total in history?
Might as well just say 400,000, Lisa.
I was going to say 49 million, but...
How many Grammys?
That's
wow.
Hard. 20,000.
20,000. Is that the right answer? Is the right answer higher or lower, Josh?
Higher.
I'm sorry. 7,800.
Thanks. Thank you for playing, though. Appreciate
sorry,
that.
Josh.
Thank you.
Christine is up next. She's on line three. See, the great thing about this game is it doesn't really matter what Lisa says. It's still in the power goes to the caller. Christine, you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
On December 7th, 2010, Mumford & Sons released Sayo No More. December 7th, 1941 is the date the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. One of the targets of the Japanese was the battleship Nevada.
Stop it.
Las Vegas, Nevada is one of the biggest gambling cities in the world. Lisa, your question is how much money per year is gambled and lost in Las Vegas? How much money per year?
$200
million. $200
million.
Christine, is that the right answer or is it higher or lower?
Higher.
Yeah, you think?
$6 billion.
Oh, shut up.
Kevin's lost $200 million. Come on.
How dare you?
All right, we already have time for Christine. Oh, we got to do some licking first.
Got to do some licking.
Sorry.
Okay. You're kind of close.
Let's get to it. Come on now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Not for me.
Christine is in the drawing. Let's do one more. It's going to be Johnny on line four. Let's see if he can be the next contestant for Lick Lisa. Hi, Johnny.
It's Tony, but that's cool.
Good enough.
All right. Your name is Joni? That's on you, buddy.
Here's the question. Mumford & Sons was formed in December 2006 by multi-instrumentist Marcus Mumford. I don't think I said that right. The band name originates from the fact that Marcus Mumford was the most visible member at the time organizing the band in their local performances. Lisa, how many members of Mumford & Sons are related to Mumford? To Marcus Mumford.
Oh, gosh.
How many are related
I
in
should
the band?
Know that.
400,000.
One.
One. Is that the right answer? Joni? Or is it higher or lower?
I don't know.
It's higher.
Higher is incorrect. There are zero.
Zero.
Actually, there
I
are zero
I knew there were no
people.
Sons. I learned that yesterday.
Related. Yeah, I wondered if you would know that or not. All right, thank you for the call.
Glad Joni didn't get in. There's no excuse for a guy named Joni. All right, Jessica or Christine, Beer Mug, you're doing the grand prize drawing today. Who's going to be with us for our Breakfast with Mumford & Sons?
That would be Jessica on line one.
Jessica!
Congratulations,
yay!
Jessica.
You
win tickets to the breakfast. Congratulations, we'll see you there. Okay.
Lisa, but keep clear of her vagina.
It is a book club Tuesday here on the show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't today the day we put the spotlight on new authors? Here's a book that I think a lot of people will enjoy in our audience. It is called Tall Money. It is the story of John Kappas, who was a drug kingpin. At 22 years old, you guys, he was running a multi-million dollar drug empire. Had the whole story. It was Scarface-like with the limos and the Playboy model girlfriends and the big cash, kilos of cocaine. And then came the indictments and the 45-year prison sentence. And that's where John Kappas' life changed. He joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, John, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you. What an unbelievable story. Now, we should mention before people think we're glamorizing the drug lifestyle that you are reformed and on the good path now, right?
Exactly. I go speak to kids at all over, churches, juvenile detention centers, you name it. It's all on johncappas.com. You can see the videos of me going out and speaking to kids, trying to teach them not to follow my same path.
One of the strange things about your story is that you were not born into poverty. You were born into a medium class to rich family.
Yeah, we were a bunch of Catholic high school kids that were upper middle class, and we're all athletes, wrestlers, boxers, martial artists, and one kid asked me to collect some money, and I'm working for my father. I just didn't make enough money as fast enough as I wanted to. I was like, Dad, come on. You got a Burger King. I want to also get, you know, I want to get there. And it just, one guy asked me to collect money, and I did. And I went to a house, and a big guy owed this little guy money, and I said, ask him for the money. And sure enough, he said, where's my money? The guy started screaming. I knocked this guy out. It was the quickest 500 I ever made. And that went on to 5, then 10, then 20, and then 30 of my friends were under me. And the next thing you know, my lawyer introduced us to some cops. These cops kept us under the radar of the DEA. And 3 years later, I had a 45-year sentence. And my lawyer got taken down with Greylord, which was the federal investigation of the state courts.
Right.
And I ended up with 45 years in the toughest penitentiary in the United States called USP Lewisburg.
Now, before we get to why you're out today and are able to talk to us on the phone and you're not in prison anymore, it must be, I mean, you can relate to these kids who say, hey, John, I want to make a lot of money fast because you've been there. How do you talk them out of it when the appeal is so alluring? You look at the age you were and the cars and the houses and the vacations and the girls. That's pretty irresistible to most kids.
Yeah, you know what? When I start my speeches off to the kids, I point out, fast money's great, but in the end, people die. People are going to die from overdosing. People are going to die from, you know, getting killed. One of my friends got kidnapped by a cop. They had him hostage for kilos. He ended up in the bottom of a river. Another couple kids committed suicide, and, you know, you just sit there and you relate to them. What is this going to do to you? What's it going to do to your family? And how all the people are going to suffer?
Now,
and there's an easier way to make money. And you got to point them in that direction.
Now, you said that you were introduced to cops who kept you under the radar. Is that normal or the exception in Chicago?
That was the exception in Chicago. There was a big investigation of this Willow Springs police office. And the chief of police and a bunch of the cops were all indicted by the feds. You know, and everything was going on in Willow Springs as far as prostitution houses and gambling houses. And it was just in the 80s in Chicago, it was, you know, a lot of judges, a lot of lawyers went to jail. It was some wild times.
Right. Yeah, it sure was. And by the way, this book, if you want to read a real life story of a guy who is just living on the edge, you got to pick up John Kappas's book. Again, it's called Tall Money. It's available everywhere. I mean, you got into so many fights and just had just so many crazy things that you feel like only happen in the movies. Now let's fast forward to you're in prison. You got the 45-year sentence. I think you do a lot of soul searching at that time. How'd you get out after what? Only 16, 17, 18 years, something like that, John?
We had an argument where it was a double jeopardy on the CCE and conspiracy. My lawyers, Andrew Stays and Jeffrey Cole, raised a great argument that even though you can get charged for both crimes, you can't get sentenced. So the first round of appeals, they knocked the cocaine part of the sentence down from 30 to 14. And I had three gun charges, and the government related them all to the same conspiracy. And the truth of the matter is, it's like when you kick a door down and there's a gun in each room. You can't get 5 years for every gun that's scattered all around the house. It's like one act.
Oh, I got you.
Protect one charge. So they had to reverse. So it was 14 and 5 years. I won two appeals. I'm like 1% in the country because nobody wins federal appeals. But it was a lot of research. I read back 20 years in case law. And it was the first round of appeals, we lost the gun charge on an actual innocence argument. And I put together the argument for the illegal sentence argument, and we won. I'm not saying I did it all, but I was very helpful in that.
Now, it sounds like it, and it sounds like your attorney even said to you, look, I'll use your idea for the appeal, but if it doesn't work, you can't blame me. You can't sue me.
Exactly. I had to sign an affidavit that I wouldn't sue him for legal malpractice if we lost, because the government could have came back, and instead of giving me 5, 5, 5, 15, they were going to go 5, 10, 10. They were going to enhance the second and third sentence. And wow. I said, let's go. I'm going to take that chance. I know I'm right. I read the case law, and I was right.
So at what point in prison did you decide that that was not the direction you wanted to go? Was it the beginning, middle, end?
Well, you know what it was? I quit on the street, and a year later, the feds indicted me with the grand jury investigation. So I was out of it. I had a sweatshirt shop, I had a carpet cleaning business, and I was subcontracting homes. So at 21, I had this big Christmas party, and I everybody that owed me money, I said, here, you guys keep it. We're done. And at 22, the grand jury investigation came down and they indicted us.
Did you try the defense? Did you try the defense? Hey, I quit.
No, I fell for it with the feds. Feds are upset about everything. It's $1 million for my speedboat, my cars, my homes. And, you know, it's they're very upset. They're not like the state.
I bet. Well, it's a fascinating story. I wish we had more time. The book is called Tall Money. Like I said, it's a life that reads like a movie, but fortunately has a happy ending. The book Tall Money is available everywhere, including at johncappas.com. John, thanks for the time today. We enjoyed talking to you.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Did you say Mad Men?
Yeah, it's new Mad Men theme.
Oh, no time. Sorry.
Oh, we have time.
We got all time in the world for this
song.
I'm
sorry. We have no time.
I think at least the first verse. Come on.
Let's bring it.
Showbiz.
Halloween, Halloween. Halloween.
What's gonna happen?
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
No!
Sing ooh.
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
No!
What are we talking about?
No!
Halloween spooks.
Where?
Outside my window.
What are we talking about?
Halloween spooks.
Where?
Behind the tree.
Stop it.
I wish that the children could see.
Me too.
But I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks.
Where?
Outside my window pane.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Come on, Kevin. I want you to admit now. I know you play on the air about, oh, I hate that song so much. Oh,
the song blows. This part of the song right here blows.
Admit that it's Halloween, though, and that this song feels like the season.
Right.
No. Incorrect. It's not Halloween without the Halloween spooks.
Just saying.
7:56. I don't think Yoko is helping things here.
Oh, yeah. She's making it worse, Bean.
She's making it way worse.
Please.
Ralph joins us now for the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Tuesday.
Why don't you just take your cranky pants and put them back in the closet? Put your cranky pants back in the closet.
All right.
Pull out your happy pants.
By the way, Kevin hates all Christmas music, too. So maybe it's just holiday music.
No.
Why does Kevin hate
joy? I love Christmas music at Christmas time.
Well, this is Halloween music at Halloween time.
This song blows at all times.
Could it be more appropriate than the day before Halloween to play this song?
Is it a good song or a bad song?
It's a great song.
It's a terrible song.
Lisa, good song, bad song?
Love it.
Beer mug. She loves it just because I hate it.
No.
Beer mug?
I'm 50-50.
No!
Kevin's about to hit me in the...
What's your answer?
It sucks.
Thank you.
Wow. Opinion by... intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's a dictator in the making.
He certainly is.
You're like the Pol Pot of K-Rock. Funny use of dictator.
All right, let's talk showbiz news. But before I do, would you like to beat Kevin at poker? Well, it's not hard. Come join me in beating Kevin at poker at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. It's their 10K poker play. Happens Thursday, November the 15th. Thursday, November the 15th.
What's the buy-in, though, Ralph? Sometimes those can be steep.
Yeah, this one is a little steep. You do have to buy in for $0. All you have to do is sign up for your spot to play at krock.com. Click on the banner featuring Kevin and myself, and they will lead you right to the place where you can sign up to play the 10K poker play. Here's why they call it the 10K poker play. It's not like you have to run 10 kilometers.
Oh,
and play poker.
That's what I've been doing every year.
It's 10K as in $10,000, which is the first prize. Someone playing that tournament will guaranteed walk away with $10,000. That's going to happen.
Now, are you guys eligible for that prize?
As far as we know.
We've never gotten that far to find out.
Because you guys are both playing, right?
We are both playing. Kevin's going to have his own table. I'm going to have my own table. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to each. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First caller to get through, you get a pair of tickets to play at Kevin's table. No, you get. I'm sorry, one person gets to play at Kevin's table, and then the second caller will get to play at my table. And then you'll quickly be playing at my table because Kevin's table will go away rather
fold
quickly.
Fold early. Right? Yes.
It's quite possible.
Second prize, by the way, is a Ski Lake Tahoe vacation. And third prize is a weekend stay at the JW Marriott Desert Springs Resort, which is a very cool resort. It all happens, again, Thursday, November the 15th. If you don't get through on the phone right now, you can go to krock.com to sign up for your spot to play. Again, no buy-in. Possible you could win $10,000. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs, new CDs, and new TV shows released on DVD today. Here's what is available for your entertainment dollar. 18 Months by Calvin Harris. New CD available today. Anthology by Thrice. Remember the time being through the Thrice CD in the pool?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was awesome. This is my buddy's band, Thrice. They're awesome. You guys should listen to them. You'll play them on K-Rock. Oh, okay. Tosses it over his shoulder into a pool.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. The guy didn't take it as funny as I did, but...
No.
But in Bean's defense, he didn't listen to it, so he wasn't judging it. He just grabbed it and threw it in the pool.
He was immediately dismissing it without having heard it, which is much better, Kevin. You're right.
It made me laugh.
You fast forward 3 months past that event at the pool, though, when Thrice is playing the Weenie Rose, so yep. I guess they got the last laugh.
There was again, Bean has his finger on the pulse. The soundtrack for the movie Wreck-It Ralph is also available today. Skrillex, Rihanna, Owl City. I'm gonna be living through a personal hell with this Wreck-It Ralph, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Once this comes released, I'm gonna have to pay a price for this Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, you are.
Which, coincidentally, as I mentioned before, is the name of my sex tape, which you can get on Vivid. Vivid Pictures has released my sex tape.
I think
my celebrity
it's just called
sex
Wreck-It
tape.
Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. You can watch me wreck it. Merry Christmas, Baby by Rod Stewart. Oh, Rod Stewart, will you stop, please, putting out these albums of corny old standards?
He has quit, has he? He's given up.
He has. He is now just... You know what all it is? It's just an ATM for him. It's just a cash machine. He puts together these hokey cover albums.
It's like he's doing karaoke.
And all they do is make money.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's nuts.
And people pay to go see him sing those songs, too, those standards that he does. He's doing big business.
And here's the thing
road.
About Rod Stewart. Can't sing. Sings like a guy who's got a trach. It's unbelievable. Not a pretty voice at all.
He is breathing through his neck.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Psychedelic. He would never get signed today if he walked into your studio and said, hey, I'd like to be a singer. They would listen to him for 5 seconds and they'd send him home.
They'd say, first get yourself to an ear, nose, and throat man and have those polyps removed and then come back. Psychedelic Pill by Neil Young with Crazy Horse. I'm getting that for Kevin for Christmas.
Yeah, that'll go right in the trash.
CeeLo's Magic Moment. This is another Christmas album by CeeLo Green. And Holidays Rule is another CD.
Really?
Featuring holiday music by The Shins, Fun, Paul McCartney, and The Civil Wars.
That's the best Christmas album of 2012. And I do have listeners who ask me because they know I'm a Christmas music collector. That's the one. If you're only buying one this year, that's the one to get. It's great.
Sure.
It's terrific. Really terrific.
Best one of the year by far. I mean, it's better than Rod Stewart singing Christmas music?
I know. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. It's great.
DVD's available today. The Campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. That movie made me laugh a lot. Safety Not Guaranteed. Great film. Starring Kristen Bell and Jake Johnson from New Girl. Aubrey Plaza is also in that film. She's terrific. And A Christmas Story 2, the official sequel, starring Daniel Stern. Don't buy this. I don't know. I don't have any vested interest in one way, but we've seen the trailer.
We've seen the trailer, and Ralph, who knows the original back and forth.
I love that film. One of my favorite films of all
time.
It's
nothing but the exact same
bits.
They just
rehash the jokes. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
Truly. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ivanka Trump, daughter of that bonehead, is 31 years old today. She's on The Apprentice with him, the Celebrity Apprentice. She's the best part of that show. She's a good-looking dame. Matthew Morrison from Glee is 34. Nia Long turns 42. Ben Bailey, host of Cash Cab, 42 years old. One of my favorite moments on television ever was when Tracy Jordan of 30 Rock got in the back seat of Ben Bailey's Cash Cab.
Really?
And played the game and knew every answer.
He did?
Every answer all the way along the way. Yeah, it's very entertaining.
Wow.
Gavin Rossdale of Bush is 45 years old. Kevin Pollak is 55. Harry Hamlin, the actor, is 61. And actor, producer, director, legend, Henry Winkler. Celebrates his 67th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 11 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Sale.
No,
swag.
Swerve.
Hey, so I'm watching the TV yesterday of this coverage of the terrible flooding that's going on in New York. And there were just some unbelievable images, cars underwater and that flooding there at Battery Park. And you guys saw the crane that was falling down on the skyscraper in Manhattan. But the image that really stuck with me in TV yesterday, is there a fatter person in the world than Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey? Is anyone fatter than that dude?
No, he's massive.
There's nobody who is famous or regularly appears on television who is as big as Governor Christie,
John
right?
Goodman.
Used to be.
Goodman at its peak. It was
at his
bigger.
Peak, maybe.
Yeah, gave him a run for his money at least.
I think Chris Christie's bigger, though. I really do. It's shocking. No wonder this guy didn't run for president, right? He's got to lose like 800 pounds before
he doesn't
run
for anything.
Can you imagine the debates? He would give a long answer, and the other guy would just go, fat.
Chris Christie wouldn't get through the end. Okay, here's the thing. Hold on a second. Libya. Back to Libya.
Speaking of television, Ralph, you did a story a couple of days ago that has stuck with me because you were talking about, as you do, you were talking about shows that are being renewed and what's popular and what people are watching and everything. And you brought up a program that I've never even heard of.
Emily Owens, MD.
Right. Emily Owens, MD was a show that just received some sort of a full order pickup. Now, listen. I'm a guy, I don't watch as much TV as, like, Lisa, for instance, who does, but I stay pretty current. I'm pretty familiar with what's on the air, right? When you guys agree
Absolutely.
That I pretty much know what's I never even heard of that show.
How would you not have heard of Emily Owens, M.D.?
None of us have.
I don't know you missed it. If
there
you're
are
a Mamie Gummer fan, if you're a Mamie Gummer fan, you,
and
know,
who isn't?
You knew it was coming out.
None of us had heard of that.
Lisa, she's great.
No, I love Mamie Gummer.
Here's a clip if you'd like to hear some of Emily Owens, M.D.
I've liked you. Since you cracked that chest in Gross Anatomy, you took out the heart and held it in your hands, and I remember thinking, that could be my heart.
So you got that going.
Oh, she's so cute.
You got that
Ralph,
going for
so
you.
She's so cute.
She's
Ralph,
adorable.
you like this actress, but you had not seen or heard of this show, have you?
Every episode.
True.
You
are a liar.
Tell me the truth. Seeing somehow.
It's only had two episodes so far.
I missed both of those, but I will tune in soon, I'm sure, because I love Mamie Gummer.
And Lisa, you're not joking. You have seen this show.
Yes.
Of course
she
has.
Lisa's seen everything bad.
And apparently you have also seen a show that I question whether it exists or not called Heart of Dixie.
I love Heart of Dixie.
That's not real.
That's Rachel Bilson.
Oh, I like Rachel Bilson. Toby Keith album. That's not even a TV show.
It's in its second season.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't she also play a cute doctor who's a fish out of water?
She is a doctor, fish out of water.
Lisa,
that's true.
Mm. It's all you like.
And I still watch Grey's Anatomy.
That's still on?
That's yes. not possible.
We're making new ones?
Yes.
So we got to talking after the Emily Owens MD conversation. We got to talking that there are hundreds of shows on, but it seems like most of the people that I know mostly watch shows I've heard of.
Yeah,
apparently
of course.
Almost everybody has a show or two that is out there, and they're just out there on their own little planet watching this show alone, I
guess. None of you watch Scandal, which I tried to get Kevin to watch. It's so good.
Is that CW?
I don't even know.
ABC.
Actually.
ABC. I just don't have time.
You would have loved that.
I just don't have time for another hour.
Yeah.
You know? Who's got that much time?
Patti Smyth, lead vocals, right? Scandal?
Yeah.
No, that's the band. That's the band. All right. David King of Mexico is in here. We're going to take your calls, by the way, for shows that you watch that no one's ever heard of or nobody you know watches. That's the topic. Nobody you know watches this show, but you love it. We want to hear from you. What is the gem that we are missing on the TV schedule at 1-800-520-1067? Dave is here, and you're not going to believe what Dave watches.
Now, the difference here is that Dave watches a show that we have heard of, but none of us have ever considered watching it once.
Yeah, I know it's on the air,
right?
But I've never met anyone who's seen it in person.
Except for, like, Bean's dad and his
friends. Dad watched it because it must be one of those CBS procedural dramas or police dramas, right?
It is.
The Blue Bloods. The Blue Bloods on CBS on Friday nights.
With Tom Reagan, Selleck?
Yeah, the Reagan family. They rule.
Dave,
although I do want to punch the granddaughter, but
it's such a good show. No. It's a good cop show.
You're 40 years too young to watch that show.
And the wrong color. It's not a show for 20-something Latinos.
It's the white man's show.
Did you think it was about the Bloods, the Crips and the Bloods?
That's what I originally thought.
A gang show?
So, you know, that's Tom Selleck and Donnie Wahlberg and what's the hot chick's name?
If you could think of Tom Selleck but not the hot chick's name, you got a problem.
Bridget Monahan? Shoot.
Yes, her.
Here's a clip from Blue Bloods.
I took an oath to protect and to serve, and I did neither. I killed an innocent man.
You did.
How am I supposed to live with that?
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. There's too many people ahead of you on the sympathy line.
Yeah. Stop feeling sorry.
I've always seen the commercials, and every episode, Tom Selleck has some hard-ass line like, my people are dying, and I'm going to protect them, and don't feel sorry for yourself, and be careful, bullets fly.
Every time I see the trailer for that, I think the same thing, which is, I'm not going to watch that. It drives me away.
He's the best commissioner ever, police commissioner ever. If everyone was like him, then this world would be better.
How did you come across that show for the first time? Like, how did you start watching Blue Bloods?
I don't know. I think I was home on a Friday and it was on, and I just I liked
a lot
it.
On at Fridays.
Yeah,
other than Blue Bloods.
You know, I like The Fringe and the stuff that Kevin likes, but
Nikita.
Yeah,
it's on Friday nights.
Yeah, but
CW.
Then,
but you got stuck on Blue Bloods.
Yeah, because it airs at 10 o'clock. You know, and
You don't have an option. You don't tape any sports or any other shows.
DVR or a Sudoku book or something?
Most of the time I do DVR it and watch it on Saturday.
Oh, you DVR it? Okay.
Yeah.
Now he's aggressively watching the show. He's actually recording
it. It got me. I watched it once and I liked it.
Let's talk to Mike real quick. He's on line four. It's the only one we'll have time before the break, but then we want to hear from you. I suspect we're going to learn a lot about shows that are on the air we've never heard of before at 1-800-520-1067. Mike, thank you for the call.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Hi.
What TV show do you watch?
It's called Tanked on Discovery Channel.
Tanked?
Yeah, they make fish tanks.
Awesome. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. It's a show where they make fish tanks?
I've seen this show, and they fly in fish from all around the world, and they're based in Vegas, and they fly out and do these enormous fish tanks.
So you can watch it. It's great.
But hold on a sec.
Dave watches it.
I watched one episode.
That does not help your cause, Mike.
Mike said it's a show about a place that makes fish tanks, though, right? That's what he said.
That is what he said, yeah. That was his defense of watching
it. So let me get this right. You watch an episode and they make fish tanks. Then you come back the next week and those people are making another fish tank?
But you know what makes it even better? They have a guy that makes the tanks and his name is Redneck.
Yep,
I'm in. Oh.
Sounds better.
I want you never to listen to this radio show again.
I'm in.
Mike.
No, I'm in. That guy's name. What?
No.
Oh, that's not supposed to.
They make fish tanks.
Yeah, they do. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Great start to the calls, by the way. 1-800-520-1067. What's the show you're the only one watching? Tell us about it. Coming up on K Rock.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Or whatever it is. Talking about those TV shows that you love that are not necessarily the pop culture juggernauts. You don't see them on the cover of the magazines. Everybody's not talking about them. They're stars on all over TV, on the chat shows. But you love them. Those are the calls we're taking at 1-800-520-1067. Like Dave is watching something called Blue Bloods, and Lisa's watching something called Emily Owens, MD.
Yeah. I watch a show called Strike Back. Have we mentioned that? Strike Back?
Strike Back.
What is Strike
What's
Back?
That?
Strike Back.
What's
that? Is that an MMA thing?
No. It's a British special ops show on Cinemax. Here's a clip. So you can see what I like about that. A lot of action.
It's loud. It's definitely loud.
It's really good.
Does it show boobs?
Yes.
It shows boobs?
Yes.
That explains it. That's why Kevin watches it.
Let's see how many of these we can get on because we got some great calls. Let's start with Cameron. He is on line 7 with a show I guarantee none of us have ever heard of. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, what's up?
What TV show do you watch that nobody else seems to know about?
The Glades. It's on A&E.
The Glades.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Glades.
The Glades.
Is it about air fresheners?
No, it's about a homicide detective in Florida.
Nope.
Is he a gator hunter?
Nope.
Is he a gator hunter?
No, he's a homicide detective, and he just, investigates, a bunch of weird murders, and, every single episode is, almost exactly the same plot.
All right. I can see why you watch it.
We would have heard of that if that were real.
Thank you, Cameron, for the call. We appreciate it.
Let's go to Lisa, line 6. Lisa's got another one, a TV show she loves no one else is talking about. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Impractical Jokers on True TV.
Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
Does not exist.
What? No.
Is it a game show?
No, it's not a game show. They go around live TV. They go around the city of New York playing jokes on people.
Oh. How can you love it? It's crap.
So it's nothing like Punk'd.
No, it's not famous people. It's just ordinary people. Right. But they do it to themselves. They make themselves look like stupid idiots on the streets of New York.
Huh.
And people around them are just like, what's this guy's problem?
All right.
I don't feel like I'm missing out with not having Impractical Jokers on my TV. Thank you for the call, though. Let's go to June. June is on line 5. She not only has a show I've never heard of, she's got a channel I've never heard of.
Same here. June, what do you watch?
I watch Jacob's Cross on the Africa Channel.
What?
The Africa Channel.
What is the Africa Channel? I've never heard of it.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Here in L.A., I think it's on Time Warner, channel 176.
Okay.
Jacob's Cross is like Dallas, only it takes place in South Africa and Nigeria, and it's amazing. It's about this brother, a good brother versus evil brother, and they fight over their oil, wealthy family.
Dude, are you giving birth while you're talking to us on the phone?
It's not amazing, though, right, guys? There's no way it's amazing.
It's such a great show.
show.
It's not amazing.
Show.
All right.
Africa
okay.
Channel.
Bear down. Bear down and breathe, June. By the way, are we being punked by her? Or is she an impractical joker? Because there's no Africa Channel. All right. Let's go to Michelle. She's on line three with another one I guarantee we've never heard of. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, party people. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
What TV show do you watch nobody else seems to know about?
Drinking Made Easy.
What, Kevin missed
who
that.
Who airs that
is drinking,
program?
Wait, is drinking hard to begin with?
No, but hey, you know what? They go around the country and around the world and see how local people drink.
On what channel?
On AXS. AXS.
AXS?
What? You people
that's
have
the
like
channel,
the satellite dishes from the movie Contact, where you just get everything.
That's the channel that Stryker works on.
What?
It used
Stryker
to be called
doesn't work
else.
On a
Stryker
channel.
Stryker does a show on a channel called Axis that he's on from time to
he's
time.
He's barely on this station. He's not on Axis.
Thank you for the call. All
speaking
right,
of drinking, you know my secret show is that no one watches but me.
No,
is Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue on Spike. Do you watch Bar Rescue?
No, what is that?
It's awesome. This really angry guy goes to people's bars that are failing and helps them turn them around. It's like
That restaurant.
It's like Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, only it's only about bars, and the guy is twice as angry.
Here's a clip. Not possible, by the way, but here's a clip.
Running a bar is not just a business. It's a science. No one knows more about bar science than John Taffy.
I don't embrace excuses. I embrace solutions.
Over the last 36 years, John has transformed hundreds of failing bars worldwide.
That is not a show.
Oh, it's awesome. Every week he fixes a new bar.
Bar Rescue. Apparently Animal Planet, by the way, has, we don't have time for all these, but Richard says there's a show called Call of the Wild Man.
What?
Planet?
Call of the Wild Man?
Ruben has a show called Too Cute on the Animal Planet, and Casey, who works here behind the scenes on the Kevin and Bean Show, she watches Pit Bulls and Parolees.
What?
That's a show. Pit Bulls and Parolees.
They better get into a cage together.
I hope so.
I
that's
think
the only makes
them.
It worthwhile. Oh, well, then
they
screw that.
Them. Yeah.
I want to see man versus pit bull in some sort of steel cage match.
Good times.
And I feel bad because I don't have time sometimes for the shows I want to watch. None of these made that list, I don't think. I think I'm safe without watching your bar.
I'm going to get the Africa Channel. That's all I know.
All right, we've cleared the lines. We want you to call again, though, for something completely different at 1-800-520-1067. We're doing a Kevin and Bean scientific survey, so we need you on the phone not knowing what the topic is so that you can be an impartial juror. In other words, you're not calling because you have an opinion on the topic. We want to introduce it to you. By the way, getting tons of emails about these TV shows. I know we took a lot of calls. People are still making stuff up, though. There's no show called Strangers in Danger on Fuel TV, right?
What
Strangers
is that?
Strangers in Danger.
Wouldn't we have heard about that?
I watch Fuel. There's a lot of MMA on Fuel. There's a lot of surfing and stuff like that. But
he says this one's like Jackass. The hosts are Rooftop and Catfish, who are BMX bike stars that travel the world and do crazy sports and fads in those countries. And Catfish throws up every episode.
All right.
Sounds good.
You know, so far from that topic, I do not have a new show that I need to watch.
No. It sounds like there's a reason why we're not watching it. And thank you, Kurt, for the email. We're not going to start watching Monster Bug Wars, no matter how much you like it. I don't think Monster Bug Wars is going to do it. All right. Five people on the line. It's time for another Kevin and Bean Scientific Survey.
It's time for Kevin and Bean Scientific Survey.
I don't know how we discovered years ago that five people is all you need to make it scientific and official and irrefutable, but that's how we settle disputes here on this program. Kevin, I'm going to let you present your evidence first.
My evidence is the same as yours, which is the song.
Mm-hmm.
I think the beginning of it doesn't bother me. The middle of it, where we're talking about Halloween spooks.
Oh, okay.
The middle of it, where they're just making stupid noises and they're supposed to, like it's scary, but it's like jazz. It's not scary at all. They're just making stupid. They start gargling. F you. They're going to make a song about Halloween. Halloween is awesome. Don't give me this BS.
They are being kind of wacky in that part of the song.
It's worse than wacky, Bean.
And by the way, we don't usually play that part of the song either. Usually it comes on and we play the beginning of it. We let them sing the first verse and then we kind of get out of it when they get to the part that annoys you. So most of the time, you only hear the good part.
Halloween, Halloween. Halloween.
I hate that part.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
But this doesn't say Halloween to you.
Ooh,
I heard the word, yes.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
It feels like the season to me. I know it's late October when I'm here in Halloween.
I know it's late October without hearing this.
So every year we play a little bit of Halloween Spooks. And by the way, on the days where we don't play it, on the days where we're too busy, running behind, remiss, don't
wait,
get
this
it on
is the
air.
Part that I hate so much.
F you. Then we get complaints. Then people email us and call us and they go, hey, what up, Kevin and Bean? It's Halloween. Why aren't we hearing Halloween Spooks? So we need to settle it, at least for this year, whether Halloween Spooks is a go or Halloween Spooks is a no.
Listen to that.
Right here.
That doesn't make you want to punch somebody in the face.
It doesn't. I love it. 1-800-520-1067. We can only, we may only need three calls depending on how it goes, but we'll start with Christina. This
Come
is a
on.
Very important quote.
Come on, Christina.
If the kids decide that Halloween Spooks is out, then we're done with it for
no.
the year.
Yes.
Come
then
on.
It's going to be a Halloween Spooks free Halloween tomorrow.
Come on, Christina.
So don't let that happen.
No, please.
Christina, Kevin, a lot of power. What do you think?
Kevin, I really love you, but I'm sorry. I'm totally for it.
Yes.
That is one Suck. Vote from Christina for Halloween Spooks. Lisa, it sounds like you're in favor. Not that your vote counts, but
you don't.
Okay. I do.
No one loves it.
Russ, you're up next, my friend. What say you?
No.
Yes.
No?
Oh, boy. Now it's a race.
Russ is the man.
1-1. Edgar, line 3. Halloween Spooks. Do we keep playing it, or is it done for 2012?
Hell, ever no.
Yes. I'm ahead. 2-1. We only need one more.
Come on, Justin.
Getting a little bit nervous. All right, Justin, it's on you, buddy. What do you think?
It's a keeper.
Oh!
Justin.
See? Thank you, Justin.
Justin's an asshole.
This is crazy because we just take the lines in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they don't tell us in advance how they're going to vote. We don't know, and it just so happens that it's come out 2-2. Art is going to be the deciding factor. So one person listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today decides whether everybody gets to hear Halloween Spooks anymore or not.
Art?
Hi, Art.
Shut up, Lisa.
How are you doing today?
Is out of here.
Yes!
Damn you.
Art rules! Art rules! Art rules! Hold on, for what?
I want to hear from Art. I want to hear how why Art
Who
voted
cares?
The way he did.
Who cares? He voted no.
What's wrong with you, Art? Who
song,
hurt you?
I was like, ever since I heard that song, I was like, man, that is stupid.
That's,
oh, my God.
That's my man.
Halloween Spooks. God.
Daddy touched you. Daddy touched you, didn't he?
Oh, Art.
Art is so the deciding factor, Bean. We will no longer be hearing that song.
This
and
year.
And, of course, there's no room for appeal in the scientific
nope.
survey, right?
So sorry.
It's a done deal. Wow,
gone.
That really, that, you let me down, Art. You let me down, man.
You're the man,
gone.
Art. You rule.
Listen, Art. Gone!
Being honest.
All right. Thanks for calling.
That was Kevin and Bean's scientific survey.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:59.
This is the guy we let take Halloween Spooks away from us.
Right?
This,
I didn't.
Mouth breathing, just chewing on the air.
Not me.
Just...
The
yeah,
listeners.
It was you.
The
it
listeners
you.
Spoke.
Everyone
scientific
knows,
survey.
Everyone knows it was you. Everyone knows it was you.
Scientific survey.
A lot of very sad listeners out there. A lot of heavy hearts out there. Hearing from a bunch of them. Omar writes in, the fact that Halloween Spooks annoys Kevin so much. I say it's a keeper. P.S. Fire beer mug. CZR says, first Kevin and Bean Party Machine, now Halloween Spooks. What's next? No Kevin and Bean Christmas CD? Well.
You're a little behind on that one.
Suck on that.
Rogan says, damn you, Kevin Bean, and F you, listener Art. You have ruined Halloween, you dick. What's going
Suck
on,
it.
Ralph? What's happening with the kids
Suck
today?
It.
So many disappointed, saddened emails I'm getting, and I want everyone to know that they may have taken our song, but they will never take our freedom! And just because we can't sing the song in the air here anymore doesn't mean you can't sing it in person.
Right, you can sing it in person to yourself.
Like outside Kevin's house.
Suck it!
So I'm sending each and every one of you Kevin's address.
That's not funny.
So you can stop by and sing to him and give him the Halloween spooks that you so desperately
I'm sorry,
desire.
Ralph. Was I one of the voters?
And, you know, you can make your disappointment heard.
Was I one of the voters?
You were the reason behind the vote.
Right.
You were the reason for the vote.
But then the people spoke and the people said no.
Yeah.
Suck it!
It's like Hitler saying, "Oh, I didn't put myself in the car. People wanted me to rule Germany. That is not my bad.
Wait, that's
is it
the
my
same?
Fault? It's the exact same thing.
I think so, Jeff.
That seems a little outrageous.
You're Osama bin Laden in the cave. You're going, I wasn't flying the plane. Seriously,
yeah,
that was on somebody else, man.
I don't know,
not
me. I don't know.
Three listeners to two, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, the listeners are going to be dropping by with a little Halloween present for you. That's all I'm saying.
All right, it's 8:58 Tuesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
If there's anything people hate more than Kevin, it's PETA. And they just keep giving them reasons, like Kevin
does.
But
it's close.
Like
it is
Kevin
close.
Does. They keep giving you reasons. This story is spectacular. Couldn't be happier when I read this story this morning. There is a representative of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals addressing an accident that happened in early October in Orange County in Irvine, California. There was an accident, a traffic accident in early October involving a truck that was hauling oxygen tanks. It crashed into another truck, which was carrying 1,600 pounds of live fish on its way to the Irvine Ranch Market.
Okay.
Unfortunately, due to the accident, the both trucks spilled what they were hauling, and the fish were spilled out onto the Irvine intersection for hours, and the saltwater fish perished as they cleaned them up. Well, PETA is demanding a memorial at the intersection to memorialize the hundreds of fish that were killed in the traffic accident.
Oh, dear God.
They're demanding a sign be put up at the intersection and from their press release in memory of the hundreds of fish who suffered and died at this spot.
Well, if the fish were on their way to market.
Yes, they were.
So they would have died.
Yes. But they died a spectacularly difficult death, according to PETA, by being spilled out on the road and deprived of water.
See, this is when somebody with a good cause shoots themselves, not in the foot, but in the head.
Although such signs are traditionally reserved for human fatalities, I hope you make an exception because of the enormous suffering involved in this case, PETA writes. Research tells us that fish use tools, tell time, sing, and have impressive long-term memories and complex social structures. Yeah, okay. You get me a fish with a watch, and I'll put your sign up.
Oh, f*** you.
Fish use tools, tell time, and sing. You're watching cartoon fish. Those aren't real fish. Stop watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Come on, PETA.
Shut the f*** up, you crazy bitch.
Is there no one involved with the whole entire PETA organization that will say, you're not really going to release that statement, are you?
That's right.
I mean, I love animals and all, but that's effing crazy.
Even for us.
Even for us. someone's going to pull that back, right? Hello? Hello?
This hey, won't embarrass guys? Anyone else?
Unbelievable. Magical.
Look, we know that what PETA does works. We've had them on before. We ask them questions like, why do you release a stupid statement? And they say, because if we just sat around and said, oh, it's sad about those fish, no one would ever talk about it.
No one cares about the fish, though.
This makes them look stupid. Into the media. I agree. But you know what? There may be one person out there who goes, wow, why would PETA say something so dumb? Maybe fish do deserve a better fate than I've been given them credit for.
That person's an idiot.
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying that's why they do it, and we know it works, and we all fall in line and report
it works,
their crazy
what?
Stories.
Works what works?
That it gets their name out and raises awareness of their
right.
issues. Even if we're making fun of them, it just...
eating fish?
Keeps them in the headlines. Keeps people aware of the organization.
I don't believe that's always good. Like Lance Armstrong, for example. He got a lot of press. I don't think it helped him. There is such a thing as bad press.
But don't they have an end game? Don't they want some results from all the derision that they get? They don't seem to be getting that. People keep
eating just reminding
burgers.
You of what they've told us when we've had them on to ask questions about why they do so many stupid things. They say because it gets people talking about PETA, and some of them will then go to the website and go, oh, I didn't know that, and maybe they get a convert.
But more of them will say, really? That organization did that? I wish them a lonely death.
More
of that will happen than the one person that goes to their website and goes, golly, they got a point. More people say, really, they did that? Oh, I hope they're in the intersection next time a big truck's going by.
I wish those fish were still alive and the PETA representative wrote that
right.
press release was dead.
That's what people feel. Poor Sherman Hemsley. Speaking of dead things and people, Sherman Hemsley, Mr. Jefferson.
Right.
No plaque for him on the highway, I'll tell you that.
No plaque for him, no grave for him. He's still on ice.
What?
Yes. He's still in a back room.
Why?
Because there is a battle over his will.
Can't
he died 3 months ago, and he's still in an ice box.
But he's not going to come alive for a vote, is he?
Yes, he will.
I mean, what difference does it make if they're fighting over it?
Both of the beneficiaries of his will and his cause of death have been called into question now. There's a guy who claims to be Sherman's brother
who was not named in the will. He's filed a lawsuit disputing the will's validity. And the his former manager and girlfriend, Flora Enchanton, she can't collect her money because the cause of death is at issue. Sherman's brother says that he doesn't believe Sherman died of cancer. And there's another guy who says he's a cousin on Sherman's mother's side.
Yeah, me too.
That says the following. I love this. We are family. We are not looking for money. But if we are entitled to something, we don't want someone else to have it. So now there's a DNA test that's been ordered. It's just become this legal, just a swamp of legality that is.
But why can't, what does that have to do with whether they can bury him or not? It seems like the fighting could go on even after he's in the ground.
That was my point.
They have to confirm that he died of cancer because one of the
parties 3 months
is denying the cause of death. And then there's a DNA test that has to be taken in order to prove that this Thornton is actually a relative. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Hmm. But poor Mr. Jefferson, just there in a drawer somewhere.
Yeah, that's sad. I did think at one point in my life that if you write a will, that puts an end to the people who then will challenge your estate. Because now you've made it clear what your intentions were, but apparently that doesn't matter.
I don't think so. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ivanka Trump from Celebrity Apprentice. She is 31 years old today. Matthew Morrison celebrates 34 years. He's the teacher on Glee, of course. Nia Long. He's 42. Ben Bailey from Cash Cab turns 42 as well. Gavin Rossdale of Bush, or Galvin Rossdale if you're getting a tattoo. He is 45. Kevin Pollak, hilarious comedian, impressionist extraordinaire, 55 years old. Actor Harry Hamlin, also married to Lisa Rinna. He is 61. And Henry Winkler, who started off as the Fonz and then became a wildly popular actor, director, producer.
So good on Children's Hospital, too.
So good on Arrested Development.
Sure.
He's good on that, too. And he's also the man who gave us MacGyver, too, so let's not forget that. He is 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. What?
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So here's a clip as we wait for Denzel of him talking to the person who's in charge of, you know, the who is she? What do you call her? What's the name for her?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I'm glad I get to talk to Denzel again this week.
Yeah. So after that intro, Denzel Washington is coming back on tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't think he remembers. Let's not remind him.
I don't think he heard that part.
Because he wasn't on the phone yet. Yeah. That was when he was on that that train conductor movie, right?
That's what she's called, a train conductor.
Train conductor movie.
You know, her with the, she runs the, what do you call her? She is what?
You know, the person that conducts the trains. What's that one called? Well, now he's flying a plane, so we'll talk to Mr. Washington tomorrow here on the Kevin Bean Show. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Why not the showbiz beat first at 9:40?
Here's Denzel talking to the guy in the tower. He calls landing the plane. What's he called? That's what we're going
to
hear tomorrow.
The guy who controls the planes. What's the flights? What's he called?
We don't need to add sweet fake moments with Kevin.
Sweet heaven.
There are plenty that are real.
It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs available in stores and online for you to pick up. A lot of holiday, a lot of Christmas music. Thank God, because when I think day before Halloween, I think Christmas music.
Sure.
Can't come fast enough for me.
Asshole.
Merry Christmas, Baby by Rod Stewart. New Christmas CD. It's available. Stop it, Rod Stewart. Stop it. Stop stealing my mother's money. Please.
Your mom buys all
every
those?
Goddamn CD he puts out with those crappy standard songs he sings.
He hasn't written one in like 20 years,
no,
has he?
No, he hasn't. This guy used to be the cutting edge of rock and roll.
Sort of.
Hey, there was a time, Kevin.
Biggest in the world?
No, what, biggest 70s? In the world, but he was up there, 70s, even early 80s. He was the top of the pop charts. And now he's cranking out old chestnuts. No pun intended. My mom just eats them up with like a baby eating candy.
Well, your mom's his age, though.
That's true. That's why. CeeLo's Magic Moment. That's another Christmas album. That's out today. Holidays Rule. That's just, but the name alone, I'll never buy that CD. Holidays Rule! Yeah!
It does make it sound terrible.
Holidays Rule, dude! The Shins, Fun, Civil Wars, Paul McCartney, they all have new holiday music on that CD. You can pick that up. Bean Baxter says, best holiday CD of the year.
I believe it is.
But you agree with us, the worst title.
Yeah, it's not a great title.
Okay.
CeeLo's Magic Moment, did I mention that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Psychedelic Pill by Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
All right!
Look, at least they're still making new music. Give that to them. They're not singing Left My Heart in San Francisco. The Wreck-It Ralph soundtrack, that has Skrillex, Rihanna, and Owl City on it. Anthology by Thrice. Thrice should have called it Anthrology. That would have been funny.
That would have been awesome.
18 Months by Calvin Harris. New DVDs. The Campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, for those of you who haven't had enough political humor yet. Safety Not Guaranteed. Loved this film with Jake Johnson from New Girl and Aubrey Plaza. And A Christmas Story 2, the official sequel, starring Daniel Stern, taking over for Darren McGavin as the father in that family with little Ralphie. It's not good.
Well, it certainly never made the theaters.
No, that's a direct-to-DVD release.
That's all of the best movies, by the way.
Excellent stocking stuffer. Real quick email here from listener Brian, who's shattered that Kevin destroyed Halloween's food for all of us.
Scientific survey is our listeners.
He should be.
He writes, can't decide who's a bigger douche, Bean for not giving up his plane seat to a pregnant woman or Kevin for ruining Halloween. Where's that scientific survey? Yes. And I think you have an excellent point, Brian.
Look, Kevin has tried to wash his hands of it as if it was
It was the listeners, was it not?
Mm-hmm. But aren't you, you're the prosecutor who decided to send the 95-year-old shoplifter to jail. That's what you did.
No,
you're the one who pushed
I presented the case. The jury voted.
You brought the case into the courtroom. That's what we're saying. You didn't have to press charges.
You could have just turned the other way and you could have, you know what, it's not for me, but it makes a lot of people happy. It's their Halloween season made when they hear that song in the Kevin Bean Show, but no.
Oh, f*** you.
Had to be all selfish. Had to make everybody feel like you.
Yeah. Now we're all suffering. I hope you're happy. Are you happy?
I am, actually.
Yeah. All right. Quite. Pay attention, then. Good news. Hulk Hogan and his former best friend, Bubba the Love Sponge, have buried the hatchet.
Oh, they're not making a video, are they?
No, they're not. This is after Hulk Hogan already buried the hatchet in his wife. But Bubba the Love Sponge and Hulk Hogan have come to a settlement. You know, Hulk Hogan already brought a lawsuit against him, but they have settled that. Terms of the deal are confidential, but Bubba did read an apology on his syndicated radio show yesterday, saying, after further investigation, I'm now convinced that Hulk Hogan was unaware of the presence of the recording device in my bedroom. This wasn't written for him, was it, by some lawyer? I am convinced he had no knowledge that he was being taped. Additionally, I am certain that he had no role in the release of the video. So, sounds like those two have worked out some sort of agreement where Bubba won't have to give up any money as long as he made that apology. As for the $100 million lawsuit against Gawker.com, that's still on.
Yeah. Seems fair.
Holster thinks he should get $100 million from a lawsuit.
You got to be cool and eat fruit.
Sad news, if you're a fan of Anderson Cooper's talk show, that has been canceled. The syndicator, Telepictures, pulled the plug yesterday, although the show will finish its current season through next summer.
You're liking it hard.
You like Anderson?
I think he's laughing.
Are you crying or laughing, Anderson? We can't tell.
He's in shock, guys. He's in shock.
Are you sad that the show's off?
Maybe he's happy.
The show's been canceled. Are you... You're unhappy? Coop, you all right?
He's fine.
All right.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
By the way, you can hardly say a show's been canceled and then say... But it'll run through next summer.
Yeah.
What?
I wish a show I had would be canceled like that.
He has to do a show through next summer now?
Yeah, they're going to run out the season, the first year of the season they've agreed to.
Oh.
So he's got to show up every day for work. That kind of takes the pressure off when you know your show has been canceled.
Right.
You're just burning off eps. You don't really have to worry about,
I guess.
Putting on too good a show. I would just show up every day, loaded. Say, today's guest is... You, guy in the front row, and I'll just bring a guy up on stage. Just ask him questions.
Make him actually cancel it immediately.
Meanwhile, Queen Latifah has been given her own daytime talk show.
All right.
How many people are getting daytime talk shows?
Everyone.
It's madness.
Well, I mean, we know how tough that gig is. Look at Anderson Cooper, who came in with a great deal of background and credential and fan base and everything like that. He could not make a go of it. But they're cheap.
They'll give one to anyone.
Yeah, they're cheap to produce, I think, is why. But...
They gave that one to that Real Housewife.
Yeah, that happened.
She got one. Ricky Lake's coming back with hers.
Mm-hmm.
Now Queen Latifah's got one. Katie Couric got one. Anderson Cooper's got one.
Holy Jeff more. Probst.
Probst, yeah. But his.
That's real talk. That's real talk right there.
Hey. Ah, let's all play something.
Don't look at me, man.
It's your fault, Beer Mug.
I didn't touch anything.
No, I did it. I just couldn't figure out how it happened.
Yeah. And sad news if you're a fan of Rainn Wilson and his character Dwight Schrute from The Office. He had done a pilot for a spinoff series starring himself as Dwight.
Right.
That NBC announced yesterday will not be picked up. It was called The Farm. And it was going to be him working on his beet farm and running a bed and breakfast. That already, just saying those words has me laughing. How could they not pick that up for a series?
It does sound funny.
Every time they did that on the show where they would go off and do an episode where they visited his farm or everything, it always made me laugh. And that guy, who's that, the manservant he had working with him? Moses or whatever?
Moses. Yeah, it was Moses.
It was his brother, wasn't it?
No, I don't think it was his brother.
Just his hired hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, very funny stuff. Good news for Lisa.
But
Scandal's been given a full season order.
It's Kerry Washington.
There's
She's
a
really
show.
Good.
There's a show called Scandal, and a network said yes. Give us more episodes of that.
Very good show.
Can't get enough Scandal episodes, said ABC. The Neighbors also picked up for a full season on ABC.
Oh, wow, that's a surprise based on the early reviews on that show.
Yeah, and have you watched any of it?
I have not.
Yeah, I watched one. My eyes will smell it forever. Mm-hmm. And then you got that, and then ABC says, well, Nashville, that's on the bubble. Nashville's on the bubble.
Oh, come on.
Nashville's awesome.
It's really good.
How can that be in the bubble? How can you re-up The Neighbors for a full season and then give us a Nashville on the bubble? Unacceptable.
Damn it.
When you run things, it's going
to
be different.
Speaking of Nashville, we may need to pick up the new Toby Keith record and go through it.
Really?
Have you seen the commercials? They're running during Monday Night Football.
No, is it
endlessly?
As bad as we hope?
It's called, what's it called? Toby Keith, All My Best Beers, or a couple beers ago, or something. But every track on the commercial is like, and it's his new hit. All those beers ago. Hey, and his other hit, Beer Party. And then, how about this hit? I'm out of beer.
Was he Red Solo Cup?
Yeah, that was him. They had the new dance mix version of Red Solo Cup. That's their That's their big slam dunk. They say that for the end of the commercial. And the new dance mix, Red Solo Cup. The F is going on.
Apparently, is the single or is this the album called Hope on the Rocks?
Hope on the Rocks. That's what it's called.
Hope on the Rocks
is his new hit. All those beers ago. And hey, I like girls who drink beer.
Yeah, that's a song.
That is a song.
That's on the album.
That is a song.
All right, we may need that for tomorrow.
Great dance mix. Red Solo Cup dance mix.
I don't get how Toby Keith is so popular. I mean, there's some...
You like country music, Bean. And
I like country music a lot, but he's terrible.
Wow.
He's so bad.
How can you love it? It's crap.
That's what I'm asking.
Take a look Hope on the Rocks.
See, because it's about drinking.
He's got Cold Beer Country is a song on the album.
Yeah, read some other titles.
Haven't Had a Drink All Day.
There you go.
Beers Ago.
Yeah, all those beers ago.
Whiskey Girl. And Red Solo Cup, the Johnny Mac remix.
And I like girls who drink beer.
And I like girls who drink
Somebody
beer.
Somebody needs rehab.
I say load him up and put him in a pickup truck and point him towards an embankment. Let's see what happens.
But let him drink a great deal first. Though,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have him, give him the old Randy Travis. That's what I say. Strip him nude, put him behind the wheel, juice him up.
I like it.
And then put a cinder block on the gas pedal. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ivanka Trump is 31 years old today. She's lovely. And seems charming and smart and all good things. Hard to believe Donald Trump is her father.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Remember he said that if he was younger, he would like to...
Yes, he did.
...be with his daughter?
Yes, he did. Yeah. That happened.
Matthew Morrison of Glee is 34 years old. Nia Long celebrates her 42nd birthday, as does Ben Bailey, host of TV's Cash Cab. Gavin Rossdale is 45 years old. Kevin Pollak, 55 years old today. You listen to his chat show podcast?
Nope.
Boy, he gets great guests.
He does a great
job with that show.
And by the way, why doesn't he act more, though? I like him as an actor.
I bet he would, given the chance.
Oh, I see.
You know, we were both in Red State together. Kevin Pollak was in Red State.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Did a terrific job in that. Harry Hamlin is 61 years old, and Henry Winkler, actor, writer, producer, director. Guy's got it going on. 67 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean show from the LA Galaxy, we have Robbie Keane. We have a brand-new Internet Roundup from Modern Family. We have Eric Stone Street. We have Breakfast with Mumford & Sons tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel Washington.
Wow.
Denzel's talking to a guy who was only on the plane to drive it. What's it called?
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So here's a clip, as we wait for Denzel, of him talking to the person who's in charge of, you know, the who is she? What do you call her? What's the name for her?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
The name for her. He's asking us. You're the one with the clip. You're the one telling us what the clip is.
You know what's especially funny about that is we all know I would have never come up with it. I would today, right now, I would still be thinking about that. But
what's the name for
Kevin? God damn it.
Graciously, somebody stepped in. Denzel Washington, tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and